Hey, all you pet stylists, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers, and hi, Susie. What's up this week?
Hi, Barbara, and welcome to episode 121 of the Groom Pod, recorded on May 14th, 2017, in Snohomish, Washington, and Tucson, Arizona. This week on the Groom Pod, we're going to interview Sandy from Show Season about CBD products. We're going to talk about biodegradability, and we are going to search for the best of things. You can join the discussion by finding us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/thegroompod. You can subscribe to the Groom Pod on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Google Play, and pretty much anywhere else that you get podcasts. You can find all things Groom Pod related, including the Amazon banner and our donation button at www.groompod.com. Remember to share us with all your grooming pals and support our sponsors. What's new this week? Brought to you by Barbara's Shopping Site. Shop for specialty grooming items at www.shop.beaver.biz. Shop with a groomer, it's good karma. Barbara, I feel like it has been forever since we've been together. What's new with you?
Oh, I've had a couple of really good experiences. Last week, I had one of our listeners who lives in Phoenix came down to Tucson and did a day of shadowing with me. That's a service, that's a teaching service that I offer, where instead of teaching you a specific breed or a specific skill, working on a specific skill, the student just sits at my side all day long, and we do different breeds and different dogs and talk about all things grooming all day long. And so, hi, Roseman.
Hi, how cool.
Hi, Roseman came down, and we had a really good day. The only thing that was bad about it was that my assistant, Yvonne, was deathly ill with a cold. And so she felt like crap all day, and she regrets that she wasn't her usual fun-loving self. But we had a really good day, and it was a good thing. Then this week, I had a customer with two Legoto Romanolas.
Ooh, cool.
New breed. And so she had been referred to me by another groomer. She had been here for the winter and tried about three different places and had not been happy with getting what she wanted. And
that's one of those rustic cuts, right?
Yeah, listen, that's what's so cool is that I've been practicing that rustic stuff on my poodle mixes for the last couple of months, and then I get the chance to put it in action on a real rustic coat. And
cool.
It just was a way too cool kind of a coincidence that I had been silently preparing for this, you know, so I knew exactly what I was going to do. I communicated that with confidence. She came in with confidence that I knew what I was doing. And then I used some internet pictures and Jody Murphy's fabulous book.
I love that book.
And of course, the main thing was that I was able to preserve the curl in the coat, and I did the heads right. Just getting the heads right, she was just ecstatic. it was so simple. It was just, you know, the key to the Legoto head is that you trim tight up the back of the ears and you leave the front untrimmed or just barely trimmed. And then the ears disappear into the head. It's kind of like the Bichon Frise, but much less of a head.
Okay.
And I so like trimming square around the back of the ear that I incorporated that on a poodle mix yesterday and did Rufus in his cutest head ever.
Cool. You know,
I mean, I loved that, I silently, unsuspectedly prepared myself for the rustic coat. And then I was able to export the styling element of the head to a mixed breed and do something really awesome there. So it was just a whole win-win-win. And you know what? That's what keeps me excited about my work. I cannot emphasize it. It was not that much work to research the Legato Romanola and then to apply it to a new customer and have it work out and then take that element and apply it somewhere else. That's the kind of thing that keeps me passionate and loving my work.
That sounds like it was a lot of fun. What were the dogs like personality-wise?
Oh, they were cool. One of them was like about a nine-month-old puppy, and I just fell in love. I mean, within 10 minutes, I was in love with this guy.
I love it.
And his name was Valentino.
Ah, well named.
They had Vicencio and Valentino. And so this puppy was on my table, and he wouldn't stand. We did a lot of lying down work, and he would lay down and then put his paw on my leg or his head on my hand, and he was so affectionate. And, like whenever I stopped, he touched me.
I love that.
Wasn't that something? And I just loved him, and we finally got him standing up and being a good boy on the table, but he was just a lover, very Valentino's perfect name for this puppy.
Well, you lucked out. That's great. I love it when stuff like that happens. That just
the only downside of this is that I've got a customer for life, but she's a winter customer. So not right. going, and not only that, but they don't come directly back to Tucson. They go to Mexico first. These people must have money coming out of their ears. They've got a saltwater pool at home.
Nice. That
can, and then they've got a home back there and a home here and who knows what in Mexico.
Life of the rich and famous.
Yeah, life of the rich and famous, but I love their dogs and they were nice people. And I was just really happy.
Nice.
Happy is a key word. I was really happy to be able to pull it off like that.
Well, I got lucky because I got to go to the Northwest Grooming Show. And then 2 weeks after that, I got to go to a seminar that Olga Zablonskaya put on about modern styles that was so amazing and so much fun. And I love going to these small events like that. There were only 9 people in the room. I did get in a little trouble because, cannot refrain from disturbing others because I never shut up. But otherwise, I apologize for that publicly and privately and all over the place for talking in the back of the room. But I learned so much. And this facility we were at, it's called Downtown Dog in downtown Seattle. It's on the Amazon campus and it's 24 hours a day, boarding, daycare, grooming. It's just the coolest, most amazing facility. And we knew this girl when she first opened 15 years ago. And it's just such a nice, welcoming place. And it was such a fun day. And that was just totally rocked it. And now I'm applying all the stuff I learned. So my legs are getting better, less pointy toes, Barbara.
Good.
Yep. And she gave us some ideas of how to genderize your Shih Tzus and stuff like that. So to make them a boy look more like a boy and a girl look more like a girl. So I've been doing that because I do a lot of drop coat dogs. I've been doing that with them and having a really good time, just like you say, applying the new techniques. And it does invigorate your excitement to be in this field of work. It's so amazing and so fun and artistic. And it was just a gas and I'm so rejuvenated. And so that happened to me this last couple of weeks. Another thing that happened is I ran out of Easy Groom shampoo.
Yeah.
And my fingers have all recovered.
Oh, my goodness.
So it just verifies that there's something in there that makes my fingers split. And the minute I stopped using it, it took like 8 days and every one of the splits on my fingers went away.
just your own incompatibility with that product line. Must be
yes.
one of their common ingredients.
Yeah, and I've just got to learn that when I, because I can't resist the smells, I can't resist them. I mean, I'll tape my fingers up if I have to, just because I love some of the smells of their shampoo. But what I can't do is go in there and buy five bottles and use that exclusively. I still have to use other stuff and I can mix that in. I just can't go all out on the Easy Groom all at once. So lesson learned on that. Thirdly, we have an announcement to make, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I'm going to let you do it.
Well, we, with the help of my partner, Susie, the groom podist, are going to start up my webinar series, and we're going to start offering monthly webinars. You know, and this is something that I kind of had to, for numerous reasons, backed off of the webinar presentations, and I'm just now ready to go back in, and we're doing it as a duo. Because I discovered last Sunday, I did a webinar with a group of groomers in Maine through the Maine Groomer Alliance and had invited Susie to participate with me. And we co-presented and it really worked out well. For me, it was energizing to have my buddy there interacting with me a little bit. And it kind of kept me going and it kept the presentation very fresh, so I wasn't just reading my PowerPoint slides to the people who were then watching me on screen. So that was really a benefit that was undeniable. So from that moment on, I knew that we had to do this as a pair, as a partnering, because
you know what was really fun for me was for a while we had a whole room of people, and my jokes hit. And I heard the response, you know, because I get the response from Barbara, but I can make her laugh any day. I want to make all you guys laugh. And I was able to hear the room crack up and it made me feel good. I love this whole webinar idea. I'm on board.
So we're going to start in just 2 weeks. Our first webinar is going to be Sunday, June the 4th. We'll be delivering the Understanding Coat Damage. It's a really important webinar. It's probably going to last about 2 hours. I cannot deliver it in an hour. And it's about a 90-minute presentation. I want to leave some time for Q&A. This is a presentation that I've worked on for years and just kind of built it and developed it over the years as I gain new images and new information.
Yeah, one of the cool things about the way we do these webinars is Barbara can put the PowerPoint up there just like you're at a seminar and a grooming show, only you're not. You're right there with us, interacting with us, but on your screen, you can see all the PowerPoint stuff and we can tell you about it. And it's a really good way to learn. I was really impressed.
So I'm really excited to offer this again. The cost of the webinar is going to be $39.95. So that's affordable.
And yeah, well worth it.
This is a highly visual presentation, and it has information that's possibly going to change some of the things you do.
So, yeah, good stuff. Good visual stuff. It's one Barbara has researched a lot on. And, you know, this is way more in-depth than we can even do on a podcast because of the visual aspect. You learn so much from the images. So you need to join us on June 4th at, 11 o'clock Pacific time?
Right.
How do they sign up?
Well, that's what I need to... Good one.
This is podcasting on the fly here. So Barbara's going to tell us how we sign up for this, but this is going to be great. A little more up close and personal, way more in depth than we do on the show with visual images, lots of learning. Is it something we can put up on Facebook?
definitely we can put it up on Facebook.
By next week, we'll be able to give you a link online, or we'll put it on our website. But for sure, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/group/thegroompod, and we will have a link right up there. It's how to register. So we'll get this ironed out, and we'll have all the information on Facebook, and we'll give it to you next week also. Good enough. Cool. Well, let's take a moment and hear from Best Shot. Best Shot, that fantastic sponsor of ours who has renewed for the rest of the year. We love them. We love Best Shot. They're such a great supporter for us. And we'll be back with our first appointment, which is the interview with Sandy about CBD pet products. You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner, and what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shot's innovative systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out bestshotpet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's bestshotpet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro Line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa Collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them. Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. Well, today we have a special guest on the Groom Pod, and that's Sandy from Show Season Pet Products. And she's actually the big bubble in a chain of lots of bubbles over there at the factory. It's very cool. Sandy, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the history of how you got started in making shampoo, just briefly, so we know who you are. And then we're going to talk about a very exciting new product you guys are offering.
Well, started in 1998. Gosh, and that's been a while, huh?
Yes, it has.
So I just thought that there were better ways to do stuff. My partner and I, Mike Walker, we decided to get started, and we started doing other people's products in the beginning. And I was always a pet lover and thought, well, we could do this a little bit better. So we came out with a couple products, and then from there it got to be more and more, and it evolved to what Show Season is now. And really we make make all of our own products in the United States, in just outside of Atlanta. And we really just kind of make them. We don't really distribute a lot of products. So we kind of make 98% of what we sell, is my point.
And we here at the Groom Pod, and me especially, absolutely love your products. We use a lot of them. Barbara, of course, uses and is even in a closer relationship with you than I am. But I'm just saying, I'm a fangirl over here. I love the Show Season products, and I'm so grateful that you guys put ingredients on the label and that you're so thoughtful about all of this. Anyway, enough about that stuff. The real reason we want to talk to you today is because you have started carrying a line of CBD pet products, and we think they're great, and we want to learn all about them.
I have been kind of following the emergence of CBD products for pets for several months now. And I've been excited about it, and I've been going here and there and looking at what was available and hoping to find some things like that in Tucson. And I was just thrilled to just kind of accidentally, I went to the showseasongrooming.com website to download some MSDS sheets because I got an alarm notice from the fire department that they would be coming by. So I said, well, I better have some. And I've got a really cool big notebook that has huge letters MSDS and had nothing in it. So I ran home, went to the website, to download everything that we had, that we carry, which is almost all the products. And I found your banner up there, your pop-up saying what's new. And here it was, CBD products for pets. And how cool is that? I am thrilled to see you have that.
So you have some personal experience with using this stuff, don't you?
Personally, okay, so here's the thing. Like I said, 98% of the stuff we make. And so I very rarely distribute anything, because when I distribute something, it kind of has to be kind of, you know, unique, super. For instance, you know, everybody sells happy hoodies, but I just keep selling them because they're wonderful, right?
And right. You know,
or I keep selling some sort of other product because it's just wonderful and it's revolutionary and it just did great things for the grooming industry. So you just keep doing them, even though all my distributors sell them and everybody else sells them. It's just cool. I like supporting women and I like supporting women-owned businesses.
Sorry, folks, we lost Sandy for a minute, but she's back.
You make everything in-house. You have to pick things special.
Right. So I had a, and I don't know, I was talking and evidently it wasn't working, but
yeah, I know you were rolling too.
Yeah, was me.
It was great.
So my dog, bad. Did you guys hear the stuff?
It was
Tramadil, Remadil, and antibiotics. Bloody stools everywhere. So I'm thinking there's got to be a better way, right?
The dog has arthritis. Is this it?
Yeah. Well, it was. He had a bad vertebrae. And so he was barking and wincing at the same time. So he would bark and wince, bark and wince. So I did it methodically, got some CBD in, took him off 1 week, the Remadil, replaced that with a CBD treat. And then the next week took him off the Tramadol, replaced it with a CBD treat. And the third week he was totally off everything and has been since. And it changed his life. And it changed my life. I was like, this is amazing. So then I thought, well, if this is doing this good for him, what could it do for me? Because I've got bad knees. Well, I started taking the capsules myself and it just was life changing. I mean, it's just amazing. So I was a big proponent of CBD. So I'm going to go and do all my research. And I found this company out in Colorado, of course. And we all know why Colorado's the hot spot for everything.
Hey. We're in Washington State.
Here. Oh, that's right.
We always get pushed off to the side.
You guys were very proactive too, and you're right in there. So I started looking for a really reputable company because I thought this is some good stuff that groomers need to know about, right?
Right.
So it's like the Wild West out there. Everybody is selling CBD. Everybody is saying it does this. They're making these giant claims on it, whether they're founded or unfounded. But I needed somebody I could trust and came up and found Pet Relief, and it's PETRELEAF, which is kind of cool. And they control everything from seed to sale. So, and I know the owner, and he produces organic stuff, and it's hemp, whole hemp stuff. Uh-huh. And his product is pretty dang good.
So the reason it's important that it's hemp is because that makes it legal for it to ship to other states in the union, right?
That's correct. It's legal. And it's interesting when you're talking to people, they say, if you say the word cannabis, if you say the word cannabinoid, they think somehow it's not legal, but it's legal to ship and sell in all 50 states.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of different products available through this line, right?
There are. There's you have treats, you have oils, different strengths of oils, you have capsules. And they have this new Canicare line, which is a topical, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's labeled for pets, but I mean, groomers are slathering it all over their bodies.
I'm ready to order.
I could take a bath in this stuff, you guys.
So some of the properties that it has, or some of the possible effects that it has, is it's known to be pretty good on inflammation. It also helps with anxiety. It helps with anorexia. So if you've got your dog and it's the you're trying to get him to eat, this might help with that. Also, it's been known to really reduce the amount of seizures that dogs have, and people for that matter. So I've also used it, or currently use, cannabis products, and they help me a lot with my inflammation and really have made a great difference in my life as well. And I'm glad to see that it's really getting out there and becoming mainstream. So when you use this for your pets, Sandy, did you notice any side effects?
No side effects whatsoever. In fact, he was, and that's the thing. People think, okay, it's very important. Here's the difference between hemp oil and cannabis oil, okay? Hemp oil has no THC, okay? THC is the ingredient that gets you high, okay? Anything that you're giving to your pet, or if you're taking or anything like that, is and I want to be very clear about this. It's probably 99.9% free of THC. It's kind of like decaffeinated coffee. Mm-hmm. Look at it like that. Have you ever, you know that decaffeinated coffee has traces of caffeine, right? Mm-hmm. It's not possible to drink 100% decaffeinated coffee, because in the decaffeination process, there is some residual that's left over. But this is so minute that on the THC, the stuff that gets you stoned, that it has no effect whatsoever. And that is the important point to realize, that why you're able to sell it in all 50 states and use it in all 50 states is because if it had THC, it'd be a class Schedule I drug.
Yeah, then you'd be in trouble shipping it anywhere.
Oh my gosh, it would be a felony. And that's not this product. This product is the extraction of the hemp oil with low THC, very minimal trace amounts of THC. But the hemp, like you said, Susie, it does the inflammation, the anxiety, the digestion, the appetite stimulation. It does everything that you've heard everything else to be, but it does it without the get high stuff.
Is it more economical than the prescription medications turn out to be?
You know, the prescription medications, of which our government holds the patent on, by the way, which is very interesting. Those, I can't really compare them because I've never had a prescription for it. So I really don't know. Maybe you guys can chime in on that. I don't really know.
Well, I mean, more so than, you were trying the Tramadol and the Rimadyl.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, that stuff. That, yeah.
It's about the same. It's about the same. But with no side effects. And I tell everybody, your dog could eat a bag of CBD treats and he would just probably go over and just chill out. He wouldn't have any throwing up. There wouldn't be any bloody stools. It would be kind of like I think I'm just going to sit over here for a while.
Yes. And pass the Cheetos, Mom.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, CBD is, it's new. And of course, Barbara and Susie, you need to chime in on this. Groomers using it is one thing, but groomers giving it to their clients' dogs is a permission type of thing.
Yeah, I definitely would want to offer it to the client to purchase and use for their pet or something like that. That might work well. Or, you know, around here, we've got all kinds of options. We don't have to go all the way to Georgia to get them, but it's nice to have the pet formulated stuff.
I've already been counseling a few different clients to seek out CBD products. Just from my readings in the last 3 months, I'm already comfortable doing that. And even better yet, to be able to handle the product.
I think that's a good idea, especially for you in the area in which you're in. I can't imagine you can drive down the street like we can and just come across that stuff.
Yeah, no, it's harder to seek out, and people would have to go to pretty much the medical marijuana dispensaries, and not all my pet customers are just ready to do that, you know.
Yeah.
Although, you'd be surprised how many people in my age group, in their 70s, are going for their medical marijuana. There's a lineup of old getting their medical marijuana things. But, you know, I'm really psyched to learn that the CBD oil gives you all of those desired benefits from, I'm ready to try it for my knees.
Yeah. And it's very important. There's all different kinds of, so you have the treats, which are available and everything that you can expect, like blueberry cranberry or banana peanut butter. And there's different strengths. There's a 1.5 milligram per treat, and then there's a 3 milligram treat. CBD works by brain size. So for instance, a dog would use, it's based on weight, even though, but it's easier to dose by weight. So, you know, depending on like a 25-pound dog, you can give them a treat per day in the morning and a treat in the evening. And then the weight goes up through there. And then you have something called an oil, which is mixed with coconut oil. Okay, so it's kind of a tincture. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that word right, tincture.
You are.
It's so you can use that, and that's dispensed by droppers. And there's a 100 milligram bottle, which is an ounce. And then there's a 300 milligram strength. And so the 300 milligram strength, you can do like drops, or you can put it on a favorite treat. For instance, if you're like, you know, dogs, they're picky, you know, you may want to wrap it in something that they love and put the oil on there versus do it going with a store-bought flavored treat that they may not like. So that's, and to be honest, the oils are where it's at, because that's the most effective and the most economical way to dispense CBD. The treats are easy because you just reach in and give a treat, right? But, and then there's capsules. And of course, you know, every groomer is familiar with capsuling dogs because they have those treats that you just pop the capsule in. But that's 450 milligrams of CBD. So each pill has 15 milligrams of CBD in it. So I personally take that capsule.
I was going to say that's much closer to a human dose right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Not that we're recommending anybody take this, like, you know, we're not proponents of you using products in medical formulas, but in this case, you know, personal experience shows me it works. Yes, go for it. I think
tell you guys, this really started, the CBD got its footing in the United States with the Wounded Warrior Project. People coming back from warriors coming back from Afghanistan, suffering, and instead of staying away from the pills and the hard stuff, they moved towards CBD and found it worked.
I'm ready for my first dose.
Get on it, Barbara. Right on it.
Now, I want to be clear. I mean, there's a lot of brands out there. Okay, there's a lot of brands out there, and there's Show Season carries Pet Relief, and there are other brands out there, but I really want to stress to groomers that a lot of them are great. In fact, there's one called Treatables, which is good, that we've used and had great success with. There are other great pet brands out there. It's just that when I find, like a dog with a bone, when I find a good product, I just kind of stick with it. Mm-hmm. And I've met the owner of this company. He owns his own organic hemp farm. He controls, like I said, everything from seed to sale. And that is really important, because you can go online and maybe find something less expensive, but do you really know what's in it?
Right. Speaking of the cost, is it priced reasonably enough that we could turn around and sell it to our clients?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you can buy it wholesale. And versus if you go on the Pet Relief, and I encourage everybody to go to petrelief.com and learn more. It's a great website. But that's, you know, individual dog owner pricing. Through Show Season, you can save 25 to 30% off that pricing. And then you guys can make plenty of money.
Cool. That's an awesome offer. And we get that straight from you, or do your distributors have it as well?
Right now it's through me, but my distributors will have it soon.
Cool. Anything else, Barbara?
No, I'm ready.
I'm Sandy.
I'm really happy that you've done the work for us. Actually, you've done the work for me, because now I know of a brand that I can highly recommend, and not be worried that my clients are going to go get something that won't perform.
Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for all of you guys who are not in Washington or Colorado or any of the newly upcoming states to share this information with your clients and maybe help their pets feel better. Sandy, give us all the information about where we can find you online and order your products and all of that stuff.
Well, you can call us at 678-382-0218. You can read more about pet relief and CBD treats at showseasongrooming.com. And to get that wholesale price, you'll need to call or you can email me at sandy@showseasongrooming.com and we'll get you all set up. But and we've got the Canicare, the topical cream. It's available in a 1 ounce and a 4 ounce. The oils are available in 100 milligram strength, 300 milligram strength, the capsules, and then the treats are available in regular treats and then large breed treats.
Cool. Thanks for coming on the show. And we will talk to you again soon. Bye, Sandy.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sandy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, you guys. See ya.
See ya.
Now we're going to hear from South Bark Professional Pet Products about their pet foam. Then we'll be back with our definition du jour. Groomers, we all know that the first thing doggy moms and dads do when they pick up their beautifully coiffed babies from us is they go in for a cuddle, right? That first cuddle is so important because it gives them the opportunity to really enjoy their freshly groomed and sweet-smelling pups. Well, our friends over at South Bark Professional Pet Products have a new item that's sure to bring a smile to all of those pet parents and groomers, too. South Bark, as you know, is the originator of the now famous South Bark's Blueberry Facial. They are located in sunny San Diego, California, where founders Lisa Vella and Donna Walker, also known as the Blueberry Girls, operate a dog wash and consumer pet store, as well as a wholesale distribution center. These amazing ladies have come up with an entirely new product that really has us here at the Groom Pod excited. It's a foaming cleanser with a fabulous new fragrance. It smells like blueberries and coconut, two of my personal favorite smells. I can't wait to try it. It's good for slobber mouth, goober eyes, and strategic stinkiness. The real neat thing is that you don't have to rinse it out. And to top it off, it's a foam, so it's extra safe for using around the eyes. You know how much Barbara and I love foam for faces. South Bark's Blueberry Coconut Pet Foam comes in a generous 8.5 ounce foamer and is safe for use on dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. This is sure to be a favorite in shops as a retail item or in the bathing room for pre-washing faces and loosening those eye boogies. If you would like more information or to place an order, you can go to the website www.southbarkprofessionalpet.com or you can call them at 1-877-232-2235. And remember to look for the Blueberry Girls and their products at many of our grooming trade shows and seminars. The definition du jour. All right, Barbara, biodegradable. Tell us about biodegradable, because that's really important to me since I operate without a gray tank.
So this is a question that was raised. Someone wanted to know, how do they know that their shampoo is biodegradable? So the good news, biodegradability is the mother of all rabbit holes, Susie.
Somehow I believe that. Oh boy.
There has been books and books written on biodegradability of just one thing. You know, like it is another whole science, environmental science, and with its own scientific jargon and language, which I don't speak. You know, it's anaerobic, aerobic, it's these fancy carbon tests and stuff like that. And it's so complex that I hesitate to get technical about it. I want to just say, as a result of my going down the rabbit hole,
let's just call it a black hole.
it was complicated. Most of the ingredients that are in our shampoos are readily biodegradable. That means, like, within the time spent at the water treatment plant and so on, they break down. Biodegrade means that a substance can be broken down by oxidation, by biology,
by natural methods,
and to be turned back into fuel or sustenance for other living things. So,
okay.
So, of course, there's an implication that therefore it's environmentally friendly.
Is it?
Well, yeah, anything that's biodegradable is pretty environmentally friendly. That means it's not giving off waste or whatever. There are only a few ingredients that are not biodegradable. So maybe we can just go there. I'm going to say we can have confidence that most everything in our products are biodegradable. And, you know, to measure biodegradability, it sometimes is a difference of the amount of time. Sometimes it's a temperature, warmth of air, you know, and what else is available to the system and like that. It's really complicated, Susie. The only thing we really can say are not biodegradable, silicones.
Uh-oh.
So here's the deal about silicones. Because silicones are not a carbon-based, everything else is carbon-based. Silicones are silicone-based, which is like the opposite. So they're made from sand. The very thing that makes them so stable as ingredients is that they're not affected by all of these kind of natural processes. So they don't break down in the product, but they're not subject to the bio part of degradation. They do degrade.
Okay.
But they're not biodegradable. However, they do break down and ultimately return to an inert, harmless ingredient. The main reason to maybe not use them is that they're not sustainable. So you know, you can't, sand is in a sense like oil.
It's a finite product.
So, yeah, although there's a great deal of it. I mean, you know, an awesome percentage of the surface of the earth comes from the element silicon. You know, so it's not really a worthwhile issue, the little bit of it that's used in our products. And it's not toxic in the environment.
Okay.
So
I don't have to give up my best shot because...
You don't have to give up your best shot. I'm not giving up my silicones. I'm just, you know, like, I'll get to a summary at the end. So another thing that's less biodegradable are the PEG, polyethylene glycol ingredients. And those are kind of modern contemporary polymer ingredients that have been ethoxylated. And those ethoxylated ingredients are, those PEG ingredients are more difficult to degrade, to biodegrade. I didn't go far enough into the rabbit hole to really reach a conclusion about them, but perhaps don't want a product that's loaded with PEG ingredients.
If it's on the label and it's way down at the bottom, not such a big deal. If it's on a label way near the top, maybe more of a big deal.
Or if there's several of them. Some human cosmetics use several PEG ingredients. You might want to find something that's a little bit more simple. The other ingredient that I would beware of are a class of ingredients called alkyl phenol ethoxylates. And they just do not break down. They break down in the environment into worse toxic things.
Are they common?
They're, yeah, well, less common because they kind of got on to this, that even though they break down in the environment, the secondary substances are suspected of being endocrine disruptors.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
So they when they enter the wastewater, when they enter the water, they can disrupt the fish biology. Not so much that they kill the fish, but they
maybe mess with their reproduction, I would think.
Yeah, they mess with the reproduction thing. And so they're undesirable, and there's only one ingredient that I found that you sometimes pops up in pet products and often pops up in household cleaning products that I would say you might want to watch out for. It's non-oxynol 9. Non-oxynol, N-O-N-O-X-Y-N-O-L, dash 9, non-oxynol 9.
It's not one that I recall seeing very much.
No, and it's kind of being phased out.
Okay.
It's kind of being phased out and replaced. It's an easy enough to replace with a, but the good news is that our basic sulfate cleansers, sulfate detergents like SLS and SLES, sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium laureth sulfate, they're quite readily biodegradable.
Good.
That means in the first 72 hours, they start. And it's not 14 days, it's not 14 years, you know, they're readily biodegradable. It is true that the sugar-based, the carbohydrate-based surfactants like decoglucoside, they're even quicker to degrade. So the carbohydrate surfactants are the fastest biodegradable. But it doesn't mean that our traditional sulfates, which are really good dog, dirty dog cleaners, they are also what is called readily biodegradable.
Good okay? stuff.
Here's my conclusion. Of all of the ingredients, even if we added up all of the alkyl phenol ethoxylates, the PEGs, the silicones, all of that that we use, produces less of an effect than the packaging waste, especially plastic packaging waste, including the jars, the bottles, the jugs. Sending that kind of stuff to the landfill, that's the stuff that takes centuries, if ever, to break down.
Water bottles.
Yeah, water bottles. I am so glad that I have recycling because I like to drink bottled water. In fact, I'm going to have a slug right now because I'm getting dry throat. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you do sound a little raspy, like you've been in the blues club all night.
Yeah, I know. Actually, it's from a new medication.
Ah, well.
Which is a good thing. I have a new medication that's giving me dry mouth, but the good news is that I'm drinking more water because I'm actually thirsty and have to. So anyway, the plastics and the cardboard cartons, all of that kind of stuff, it's just in this, especially the plastics, it's really important to kind of wherever possible to recycle that stuff instead of sending it off. It's having a much worse environmental impact than a silicone ingredient in your shampoo would.
Well, up here in the Northwest, you get fined if you don't recycle. If there's recycling found in your garbage, they will fine you.
Wow, they're the recycling police, huh?
Yep. That's City of Seattle will inspect your garbage and you'll get a warning once. And if it happens again, you will get fined.
Well,
I don't know how many fines they're passing out, but people, we already here recycle more than anybody else does. I mean, we recycle everything here, and yet the City of Seattle feels like it needs to put the police out there and force you to recycle in a place that recycles by volunteer anyway. But whatever. So yeah, we're kind of the police of recycling up here. Yes, God. I'm all for it, though. I've always been a recycler and, yeah, for the environment.
Well, I'm pretty rigorous, except every now and then, if it's got spoiled food in it.
Yeah, I got chickens for that.
I'll just toss things every now and then. But I'm pretty rigorous and at both the shop and the house. So that's my take on biodegradability.
Who's pretty thoughtful about packaging? Amazon's pretty thoughtful about packaging. Costco, not so much. Costco uses a lot of horrible packaging, but Amazon, on the other hand, does a pretty good job of checking with you every time they send you a package. And of course, you know why I'm bringing this up. It's because you guys can support the show by shopping at our Amazon banner on our website. Have you bought anything cool lately?
God, I have been buying, but what is it that I've been buying?
I bought dog treats. I bought cat food.
Yeah,
bird toys.
I'm telling you, almost every week.
Well, I always try to thoughtfully recycle every cardboard container that we get from Amazon because we do get so many packages from Amazon. But the way you guys can support the show is by going to our website, www.thegroompod.com, scrolling down and clicking on any of those Amazon banners, and they'll take you right into the Amazon website. Then you guys do your shopping as usual, and we get a teeny tiny percentage of what you buy. It doesn't cost you guys anything else, but they keep sending me a check about every 3 months. It's not huge, but it does keep us on the air and keep the archives up. So we really appreciate it when you do that. Let's see what's happening at the grooming table. Over to our At the Table segment, which is how to get the best brush, the best whatever. Searching for the best is a constant challenge in our world. Give us your words of wisdom on this, Barbara.
Well, I think the best is unattainable.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
I think the best is in the hand of the beholder.
Yep.
I mean, especially when it comes to shampoos, conditioners, tools.
Yeah, there's so many variables involved.
Yeah. And even with clippers, it's once you get into the better category, they're all pretty equal. You know, once you get into better shampoos are not rocket science. There's not a huge amount of difference from one to the other. They're basic systems. They all work the same way. It is often a difference of substance or scent. And when you get into tools, what works best for me might not work best for you. So somebody asked, what is the best brush?
Well, right, but there are a million different circumstances.
Yeah, and there's a million different hands. Your hand and, you know, like my hands. Oh, by the way, I have an appointment 1st of June to go for my to the hand doctor.
Oh, about the trigger thumb?
About my trigger thumb. So my hands are suffering from my age and my occupation, and now I'm into weight. I don't want to use a comb that is heavy. I don't want to use a brush that's heavy, you know, a clipper that's heavy. I don't want to use any of those heavier things. And the ergonomics of the shape and everything, it has to be very hand friendly. You know, we will discover a lot of finer points about our tools when we do our journey into the hair shaft in the coat damage webinar coming up in just 2 weeks. So if we want to learn more about what's good and not so good in our tool selection, that's a seminar to attend. And I can say that all brushes are not equal.
Right. And sometimes it's not what you get, what you pay for. Sometimes the more money you spend, you're not necessarily getting a better brush or a better shampoo or a better pair of scissors. Sometimes you are and sometimes you're not.
Because some companies intentionally market to the myth that if it costs the most, it must be the best. That's a myth.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and so that's kind of what we call the snob appeal. It is. And some companies choose that market niche. I said that right, niche.
Yes. Well, depending on what century we're talking in.
An example of a company that chooses that market niche is Le Pooch.
They split my fingers too. But I do love their smells.
But they have wonderful smells. Yeah, they have great fragrances.
And what might be your favorite or the best brush today, a year from now or 2 years from now, you might not like it anymore. It's such a unique and subjective thing.
Yeah, it's really, and there's so many classes. I mean, there's pin brushes and slicker brushes and in between. You know, like I still love the Chris Christensen T-brush, 16-millimeter T-brush, because it's widely spaced pins that are slightly fat and very hair-friendly. And it takes out undercoat as well as kind of combing. It kind of combs and brushes at the same time. So that's one of my favorite brushes. But I don't want to use that on everybody. You know, there's no one brush that I can use on all types of coat. The type of coat, the size of the dog, all of that plays into it.
Right. It's so true. So achieving the best of anything like that, like in a tool or a shampoo or a brush or whatever, it's just a goal. It's too lofty a goal.
It's just an elusive fantasy, you know, because it might not be the best. There is no way to measure the best. Yeah, there's too many variables. There's no way. I mean, it would be grand if we won the lottery and could have a Consumer Reports laboratory for pet products. I mean, we really need.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? And I would be the CEO. I would love that company. I would love to design, test, to, you know, but I would probably, you know, like I can't do it all. I'd have to hire an engineer guy.
I look really good in a lab coat with glasses. I would be great for that part. Okay. Cast me there. Okay. Well, enough about getting the best. We know that this is the best podcast for grooming out there, so we can say that with a certainty. So we'll just remind you that we will put up on the Facebook page all of the information for the coat damage seminar that's coming up on June 4th, and that will be Barbara and I. Well, Barbara, I'm just sidekickery in this, but, you know, it's all good. And I guess we're going to wrap it up.
Okay. All right, groomers. All right, Susie.
Happy to be back.
Hey, happy to have you back. And I, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, well, get on ordering up those CBD products for your pets. All right. Cool. Happy grooming, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on the Groom Pod. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, @thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.